OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast. Founders' stories almost always fit into a format, and that format is called Rags to Riches. It sounds like a fairy tale, and it is. We're talking about founders' stories, a rise from obscurity through business trials and troubles to eventual success, and if not fame, notoriety. Founders' stories are uber popular. CEO interviews take up a huge amount of podcast real estate. You'll hear them on podcasts like How I Built This with Guy Raz and shows including Desert Island Discs. But if you're a founder or a founder's marketing and PR department, why should you consider preparing and telling your story? Well, a compelling one-hour-long podcast interview about how you made it will be an enduring record. It's a narrative from your point of view about your success, and crucially, you've written it. Getting this first draft down is important because it'll become a reliable source for future stories told about you by journalists. You'll lay down the facts as you see them, putting a marker in the ground saying, "This is how it happened." Also, from a business point of view, if you want to build your brand identity and foster an authentic image with stakeholders, it can be a fast, cheap, and fabulous shortcut. Okay, founder stories are great, they're compelling, but how do you go about telling them? Well, to start with, founder stories don't follow the usual rules of a media appearance. For starters, you'll have to include career mistakes, failures, and details about your personal life, not the usual stuff you would talk about on air or online. That's why you should consider where it's going to be published carefully. This is feature material, not news, so it needs to be on a show that specialises in this sort of long-form content. And by long-form, I mean roughly 45 minutes plus in interview length. So the podcast or radio show you appear on should have a track record of founders' origin stories, so you can listen in advance and decide if the way others have been treated works for you. Similarly, unlike news in this situation, you can request final approval on the show. You can ask to hear it and make any edits you feel necessary before it's published. You'll need to agree on this in advance in writing. Okay, you've decided you want to tell your founder's story. You have an idea of where to tell it. How do you go about telling it? Where do you start? Now, an hour-long interview about your life will be fascinating for you, but we don't want everyone else bored to tears within 5 minutes. Well, the good news is this is classic storytelling. Founder's stories almost always fit into a format, and that format is called Rags to Riches. It sounds like a fairy tale, and it is. So, a lad in the fairy tale is a rags to riches story. The movie Rocky is rags to riches. The rise of Apple legend Steve Jobs is also a rags to riches story. Now, believe it or not, all of these compelling stories and thousands more follow the same basic format, and your founder's story can follow it too. Great news, because you can copy it. Now, there is a brilliant and very lengthy book on storytelling that I'm drawing on here called The Seven Basic Plots by Christopher Booker. I'll put a link in the show notes, and I'm sharing his advice on how to tell a rags to riches story. So thanks to Christopher. So there will be 5 steps to your founder's story. Step 1 will be initial wretchedness and the call. Initial wretchedness and the call. So Your young and lowly hero or heroine will be unhappy or dissatisfied at home or somewhere like it, for example. They might be unfulfilled, wondering why they're wasting their time at Stanford University studying computer science, for example. As part of this format, there'll be a malevolent and dark figure shunning or scorning our heroine. This figure doesn't necessarily need to be a person. It could be an entrenched business problem or dogma that our heroine has identified. And crucially, an event happens that calls her to action. In Aladdin, he meets a sorcerer who calls him on a trip to a magical cave. Steve Jobs, he meets Steve Wozniak and they share an interest in electronics. The call is the trigger, the spark that starts the journey. So don't skimp on this early years aspect of your founder's narrative. It's important to know who they are and where they came from. That's step one. Step two of creating your founder's story is something called being out in the world and initial success. Out in the world and initial success. So our heroine is rewarded with their first but limited success. We get an indication or prevision of their eventual destiny. They also make a first encounter with their prince or princess and may even have an early but incomplete victory against that dark rival. Okay, that's quite fairy tale-y. Let me translate it for you. So, your founder has started their business or an early incarnation of it. Perhaps they've received angel investment or met a co-founder, but despite promise, there are still large hurdles or issues before the business can truly succeed. So those large hurdles will be that dark rival. The prince or princess might be that co-founder or angel investor. Step three of the founder's story is the central crisis. So this is how Christopher Booker describes it. Everything suddenly goes wrong. The shadows cast by that dark figure return. Our hero or heroine are separated from the thing most important to them in the world, presumably their business. They're overwhelmed with despair. This is the worst moment in their story. Now, all great founders have had this central crisis. In 1985, Steve Jobs was fired by the board of Apple. Jack Dorsey was fired as CEO of Twitter in 2008. Both made triumphant returns. Other crises might include IPO problems, startups running out of cash, products failing or facing some unforeseen terminal problem. So, as a founder, what was your central crisis? Don't brush it under the carpet. It's the rock bottom from which your eventual success story will be measured. Step four of your founder's story is independence and the final ordeal. Okay, our heroine emerges from the crisis and grows in independence and strength, but there's one final test or battle with that darkness or rival, the thing that stands between them and their ultimate goal, the climax of the story. So, in Cinderella, her final test is the prince's arrival. Will the slipper fit on her foot? For Steve Jobs, he returns to Apple and kills off terrible products like the Apple Newton tablet. As they emerge from the crisis to the climax of the story, we gradually come to see the hero and heroine in a new light. Okay, finally, fifth and final stage, final union, completion and fulfillment. So in fairy tales, this is the final resolution. In Jack and the Beanstalk, he lives happily ever after with riches supplied by a chicken that lays golden eggs. Cinderella marries the prince. Your founder has her success, her award. Their idea is now a publicly listed, mega successful tech business. Your founder is as rich as Croesus, you know, but it hasn't changed them. And they live happily ever after. What a story. So that's one way to create your founder's story. Now you've heard this format, listen to some founders' interviews online, and you'll recognize the five steps everywhere. Remember, once you've built and practiced your narrative, the work hasn't finished. Your interview host isn't a mind reader. You'll need to explain the twists and turns of your story to them or their research team so they can prepare questions that'll guide your narrative. This is part of the hidden pre-production process. There should be no guesswork here. If your host says, "Don't worry, we'll just wing it," your story isn't going to work. You're in the wrong place to tell it. So, good luck with creating your founder's story. If you need some help with your media appearance, get in touch. Drop me an email, hello@bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.